This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And talk at talklouisiana.org is your email address. District 2 Councilwoman Shawna Banks is in the house, and she is at your service. You're going to have to bring that microphone down a bit, and we can roll with the flow. And obviously, I have some ideas and questions, and I'm sure our erudite audience has some better questions. So again, 877-217-5757. And Shawna, I asked her if there was anything she'd like to talk about while I was out of the room. She wrote down Connie B. I wonder who Connie B is. Connie B. Connie B's been in the news a lot lately.
Yes, she has.
What does Shawna B think about Connie B?
Well, I definitely think that Connie B should resign. I do believe that if this was an isolated incident, the latest with, as Gary Chambers say, her shopping, that may be an apology alone may have been suffice. But the fact that this is the second time, beginning with poor representation of a political leader walking into someone's home and choking them and using profanity, I just think it's time for Connie to go.
Well, you're not alone. The school board members are calling for her resignation, all the African Americans and the school board chair. So,
right. But I also agree with Woody Jenkins that Mike Godet should resign as well.
Why is that?
Because if you think about it, he is the chairman of the school board. And one of the tenets of having a great school system is to have parental and stakeholder involvement. And for 6 hours, he basically orchestrated or led a meeting that held over 200 people hostage to have an opportunity to speak on the renaming of Lehigh and possibly the being able to select a superintendent. You know, the school board is not a place where people gravitate to those meetings. They are basically empty rooms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the fact that, you know, I believe that for him to have a meeting, which the majority of it was about a grant that they haven't even received funding for, when they know that the majority of those people were there for two hot topics. So I believe he should go as well, because, yes, Connie was dismissive. She was disrespectful and all of that. But so was Mike Godet. And I think his actions were as grievous as hers.
877-217-5757 is your number. 118 days away from an election that'll be for president, for U.S. Senate, William Morgan Cassidy facing Antoine Pierce and perhaps others qualifying later this month. All the congressional races in Louisiana are on the ballot, including Cedric Richmond and Garrett Graves, who represent parts of Baton Rouge. Also, we have other races, including the mayor's race and the council. And the mayor is Sharon Weston Broome. She is seeking a second term, and looks like she's going to have a lot of company on the ballot, including a couple of council people. What do you make of your colleagues, Matt Watson and Tara Wicker, running against her?
Well, I absolutely, you know, of course, believe that anyone has a right to run for office. But based on our current mayor and the successes that she has made, particularly in my area, which is District 2, there has been no mayor that has been instrumental in making the kind of economic progress that we have found in the northern part of the parish, being Scotlandville, Alston, Baker, Brownsville, Beechwood, everything north of Hooper to the Comeet River, the infrastructure. All of those things have been things that my community has been successful in. The majority of the businesses through the Baton Rouge Area Chamber have been out of my district. So for me, I would like to see the mayor serve a different another term, because, I mean, quite frankly, my community and my district and the northern part of the parish have had its greatest opportunity for equitable services.
Again, your number is 877-217-5757. You can email us, talk at talklouisiana.org. Shawna Banks is with us, two terms on the council, seeking another term. And the mayor's race, as I mentioned, is going to be crowded. Another candidate got in yesterday, Jordan Piazza. So there we are. We've got two white Republicans now and maybe a third or fourth white Republican getting in the race. And if somehow, some way, Denise Marcel does not run, that means we could potentially have a runoff between two African-American Democrats, perhaps a runoff between Sharon Weston Broome, who almost certainly is going to get one spot in the runoff, if there is one, against Shauna, against Tara. Tara Wicker. How would you see that race?
Well, I mean, if in the general sense of politics, if you think about it, Tara Wicker was a major part of a previous mayor, Bobby Simpson. And if you look at the 4 years she served in a chief administrative position, what were the successes out of that administration? If you look at year 1 through 4, year 5 through 8, and 9 through 12, what have been the phenomenal things that Tara Wicker has brought to the city parish of Baton Rouge? I can't think of any. And so for me, a council member who's serving the second term and have made the kind of impact that I have been successful in energizing, I don't see how there's a success record where you've had basically, 16 years in public service as it relates to the mayor and a council. Mm-hmm. So what, I mean, after 16 years of maybe two things, motor own and a police advocacy group, what are her successes? And I personally don't see them.
She's gotten on your last nerve a few times. Why?
Because she's so flaky. That there is nothing that I have found to come out of Tara Wicker's mouth that you can count on. She doesn't tell the truth. She will flip on you in a minute regarding her positions. If you meet in a back room and you say you have her vote, when you come, you won't. And then what irks me now is a born-again Christian, that she uses Christianity as a prop for all of this. And as we know, Satan is the father of lies. So there it is. So something is wrong with that. I just think that it's an awful thing. And I would not want a mayor who I cannot count on to tell the truth.
All right. Well, she's been on this show many times and we've invited her back, and I'm sure she would take exception to what you said.
I'm sure, but I could prove mine.
All right. Patrick in Innisfail Estates, you're on with Shauna Banks. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, I do agree with Shauna Banks. If it comes down to Broome and Tara Wicker, I think Tara Wicker will be a disaster. She's been all about more regulation on everything, all kinds of businesses. And anyway, but I wanted to get to the school board. Would you support school choice and allow parents to choose the school they want through vouchers? The Democrat Party has opposed vouchers many times, and you seem to be complaining about this current school system that's run by the school board and the unions. Wouldn't it be best to just replace it with a new system that serves the consumer, the students and the parents?
Well, I have a 31-year-old son, and I believe that school choice already exists. His formative years in elementary at Southern University Laboratory School, his middle school was at Redemptorist High School, Catholic. He was at charter school the last part, and he finished round in East Baton Rouge Parish at Scotlandville Magnet. So I think school choice already exists. But what I do think is that the whole premise of vouchers really is not good because of the fact that there's no way to be equitable and to have schools it's hard for me to say, but it's like I guess the problem is I work for the school system and I see so many kids going back and forth, and it's hard to see where when they enter a school, that's where the check goes. But then halfway out, they come back and then the money doesn't follow them. So I think that's the problem with school choice, because you're always going to have the public school system that cannot turn children away. So you have, some private and charter who've gotten the 8,000 plus allocation. But then East Baton Rouge Parish, which has to accept all children, will end up eventually being the one that has to complete the education of the child.
877-217-5757. By the way, there is a council meeting later today, and Shauna Banks will be there. And if you'd like to get in with her, you can do so before we pause. She's going to be with us for most of the remainder of the show. Jay in Mid-City. Jay, you're on the air. Good morning, Jay.
Mike, question, did Ms. Worker get a final vote for the passage of the St. George Township?
I don't believe we voted on the St. George Township, you know, in that regards. I know, you know, that was something that was done at the polls.
And you did not like the outcome?
First of all, what St. George did is exactly what was attempted at Scotland in the community of mm-hmm. Scotlandville. It's textbook. So the idea of what the persons who wanted Scotlandville to be a city mirrors what those in St. George. My problem with St. George is that you have all the new stuff, and now that you have the new stuff, you want to take all the toys from the playground and that's the part that is a problem for me, not people wanting to better their community or any of those things, and the fact that the persons in St. George do not appear to want to sit down with the entire plan so that people would know with it, you know, with this administration. So those are the things, you know, a lot, it may look good on paper, but when you start getting your tax bill and you can't get the proper mm-hmm. services, that's where it's going to come an issue. And I just think everybody needs to know that up front.
877-217-5757 is your number for Shauna Banks, District 2 councilperson. She'll be at the meeting today, and we'll talk more with her about what's going on in our city when we return after this pause. This is Jim Inkster. Pleased that you are listening to Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Matt Doyle producing. We'll round out the hour with Councilwoman Shauna Banks, getting ready for a council meeting later today. Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana. Good morning, Henry. You're on with Shauna.
Good morning, Miss Shauna, and good morning, Mr. Jim. I hope y'all are having a great day. A little bit drier today. I heard y'all talking about St. George, and I feel that I'm qualified to talk about it because I live in the area that was affected by that vote. I voted against it. I think that it's wrong. But it amazed me that people were campaigning in favor of it and claiming they were going to create this whole new layer of government and it wouldn't cost anybody a quarter, and people were hoodwinked into going and voting for that thing. Quite honestly, St. George movement, I consider it similar to what the Confederacy did 150-something years ago.
That's right. I agree, Jim. He's right.
All right, Henry.
Henry is right.
All right. 877-217-5757. What about Lehigh? It's going to have a new name. We know that. No longer Robert E. Lee. No longer Lee. It's going to be something else. You like
sure.
that?
Yes, I think it's a great thing because so many children will go through those doors. I've been kind of looking at who it should be named. And I was thinking about people that I was familiar with, the first persons that served on the school board or those that worked with the NAACP with the DSEG. And then I start thinking about and basically in every conversation mm-hmm. in the community, there was something right. about those persons. So I'm back to PBS Pinchback, which was the first and only Black governor in the state of Louisiana.
The first in America, too.
In America. So I'm there. It's almost like Christ. He's the only one that nobody has anything negative to say about. And so when you think about the era of General Robert E. Lee, let's go back to a time where that equals the whatever it is that people find distasteful with Robert E. Lee. Let's do PBS Pinchback. And it's a great way for everybody to know that this man exists.
877-217-5757 is your number for Shauna Banks. And our remaining time, Willie in North Baton Rouge. Hello, Willie. You're on the air.
Yes. Hey, Shauna. This is Willie Bethley.
Hey, Mr. Bethany.
Look, as a lifelong member of all parts of BREC, from being a member at the swimming pool to Amity Jordan, the Gus Young, and so forth, BREC has moved away from things that are positive for Children. Will there be any movement from both you and the mayor on trying to get back to some positive things, because it has gone way away from really helping our children?
So, first of all, though we have a couple of positions that we appoint to the BREC Commission, we don't run BREC. BREC is independent. And certainly our influence and advocacy as a council member and, of course, the mayor's office. But those are things, it's a long haul with the zoo. But as a council member, everything that I have advocated for regarding BREC, I have gotten. The first thing 4 years ago, 8 years ago, there was a plan to actually close the swimming pool at Anna T. Jordan. And basically the research indicated, that African-American children had a large number of outcomes where they didn't know how to swim and they were drowning. That pool is still open. I don't have to say the work we did with Greenwood Park and the zoo. Now we're getting a $300 million investment. So it basically takes leadership at all levels to work with BREC. BREC is also basically made up of people in the southern part of the parish. So we need people in the northern part of the parish to begin to be on BRECs and on boards and commissions, because that's how you make the influence. But also we have a lot of people on BREC. They don't know anything about the history. They were children, a lot of them, they didn't grow up here. They don't know anything about this community. So it will take the influence on getting on the boards, getting on advisory councils. BREC has several advisory councils, a recreation, finance. So that is how you make the influence. And then, hey, I'm right there, willing to join shoulders with anyone that would like to make changes, but they don't know unless there's the advocacy to make those things happen.
As we mentioned a few times on this show, and of course we will continue to do so, it was 43 days ago today that George Floyd was killed. It changed the world, and in many ways for the better. But we've had this outbreak of violence in our cities. Mm-hmm. What do you make of this?
Well, I think it's terrible. So in my district, we've had single-digit violence, and it's also been there's been an uprising in the Scotlandville, North Baton Rouge community. And, a lot of it is the fact that everybody is at home. Also, I have to say that I think, police officers are a little bit slacking off because they feel attacked. They feel unappreciated. And so if this is a bad time to either, if there's any time to engage in crime, this is the worst time. Because things are in slow motion right now with the pandemic, with the uprising that's across the nation. And it's unfortunate, but, people just got, when Black Lives Matter, they also have to matter to the individuals in the Black community. And a lot of time people take offense. I got eaten up because I said Black on Black crime. And I was told that is a myth. Well, it's not a myth because a Black person killed my 38-year-old brother. But we have to take responsibility for not only our community, but also hold the police that we are paying to protect responsible. And right now, all of that is off the chart.
When did your brother die?
In 2007.
And?
I'm sorry, 2002.
So 18 years ago. I'm sure that's affected you dramatically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was four of us. Our birthday, September, October, November, December. And that's a big hole.
877-217-5757. A listener asked about the four-year anniversary this week of the death of Alton Sterling. Are there any lessons learned from that, or is that still a gaping wound as far as the psyche of our community?
Sure. I have placed an item on the agenda 2 weeks ago to settle with the Alton Sterling family for $5 million. I attempted to bring this before the council in December. It failed by broken down by racial lines and party lines. It's coming up again the fourth week in August. I believe that it is the responsibility of this council to settle that matter. The 4 years that we all, other than Jennifer Rocca, we inherited it. We need to settle it. We need to not pass it on to the new council. And I need everybody to come out and talk about it.
All right. Jay downtown. Jay, you're on the air with Councilwoman Banks. Hi, Jay.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to remember your name. I like the way you talk. And you got my vote. And it's a good show, Jim. Good
thank
job
you.
This time.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right. Well, he likes what you're saying, and you've never been shy about being outspoken.
Yeah, I think I'm on my campaign, I'm going to put what you introduced me to last time. She's no shrinking violet.
Did you ever say anything that you wish you hadn't?
Nope.
Nope?
Okay. Nope.
Going to be all masked up for the meeting today at the council? Or how does that
no,
work?
We're still you know, behind the screen. We had an announcement that we weren't going to be able to get in probably before August, so we're still doing WebEx.
Okay, so you won't even be in the building then.
Right.
All right. But she's here. Lionel in Broadmoor. Lionel, you're on the air. Good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your hard work.
Linnell,
thank
I'm
you.
Sorry, Linnell.
Yes. Thank you for your hard work, Councilwoman. It's always appreciated.
Thank you, Linnell.
Back to renaming Lee High School.
Yes, ma'am.
My grandsons went to high school in Arlington, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And the 21-year-old graduated from Washington Lee High School.
Okay.
Which, by the time his 18-year-old brother graduated, it had been renamed Washington Liberty High School.
Mm-hmm.
In deference to the alumni of Lee High School, I think it would be lovely to rename the school Liberty High School.
Mm-hmm.
If you name the school after any human being, someone will find fault with it.
All right, that's the point that many have made.
Yes, I actually was in a conversation with an attorney in this community yesterday, and she actually said the same thing, that she did not believe that the school should be named after an individual, but after something that, you know, pointed to, as you indicated, liberation, freedom. And so those are sentiments that I've heard as late as yesterday. So it's a good point.
All right. We only have like 15 seconds. This is Paris and Monterey. Paris, please be very brief.
Yeah, I just wanted to push back on the councilwoman about black-on-black crime. black-on-black crime isn't about that black people don't kill black people. It's about the implication that only black people kill.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you. We
all
do
right.
have to
thank
roll.
Thank you. I received that.
Thank you, Councilwoman. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services provides signature support. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned.